Thanks for joining us for the Tuesday night edition of our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Smith Center, and Osborne. Remember to listen for the latest wrestling results with our three daily sportscasts on KD Country 94. Let's begin with the Beloit Trojans and head coach Andy Nemchek. The Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Tuesday at this time by Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit.
Welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. We're joined now, and welcome to the Tuesday Locker Room Chats for Wrestling. Andy Nemchek, the head coach of the Beloit Trojans, joining us. Coach, you competed in the NCAA League meet on Thursday, then took the JV to Chapman on Saturday. But let's first go back to Thursday, where you did have a few league champions in your midst there. And 170 Tate Cato, 195 Brennan Walker, and 220 Wes Adolph all took first place for you there at the league meet, and obviously had some other higher finishes there as well. What were some of the things that stood out there at Southeast Saline on Thursday?
Well, the league meet is the league tournament is it boils down to five teams. There's only five teams in our league that wrestle, so you know it wasn't much of a tournament. It becomes a round robin situation, and some weight classes. I believe like Walker's weight class, he only had one other kid at his weight, and some weight classes had four kids or four or five kids. But anyway, as you said, we had three champions, and I thought as a team we wrestled well. Our kids won the matches basically that we were supposed to, and I thought we looked good. We looked good and aggressive, and I thought our kids wrestled well. We had, as you said, our three champions, and we had Co Nielsen finished second at 106 pounds. Connor Kosan was second at 126. Raiden Gilley was second at 145, and Caden Anderson was third at 152. We wrestled Wes Adolph at 220. Braden Burks is usually our 220 pounder, and Burks kind of tweaked his foot a little bit at the Phillipsburg tournament, so we sat him out last week to heal up for the region, and he'll be ready to go this week. But we ended up finishing third in the tournament. Republic County won the league, and Minneapolis was second. They edged us by 10 points, it was a good tournament. We have been fighting illness. We sat a couple kids out because they were ill, and we're hopefully going to be over the sickness and ready to go for this region tournament this week.
JV at Chapman then on Saturday looked like it was a good finish for the JV kids to their season.
Yeah, it was a great tournament for our JV kids. We had four champions. Wyatt McMillan was champ at 106 pounds. Evan Blue put together a nice tournament, was champ at 113. Raiden Gilley was a champion at 145, and Brody Boudreaux was champ at 195. Placing second was Xander Elam at 152, and placing third was Ashton Bletcher at 113. So those kids had a great tournament, and for some of those kids, that's the last competition for them. They will not, their season is over. They will not be wrestling in the region, and it was just good that they could finish getting some medals and putting together some wins and coming away with a good attitude.
And we're talking with Andy Nemchek, coach of the Beloit Trojan wrestling team. We take a timeout. We come back. We'll go over the regional tournament coming up on Saturday in Hillsboro for the Trojans here on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer biocatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
And welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. We're still with Andy Nemchek, coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, you do get set for the regional tournament. Just not as many entries as there maybe could have been, and so it's just going to be a one-day thing at Hillsboro on Saturday. And one of the things for your squad as you get to this point of the season, you'll have Beloit wrestlers and you also have Rock Hills wrestlers coming up on Saturday. So when you look at how you kind of fare and some of the teams that will be there, how does your team stack up with a chance to get some of the kids to state?
Well, I think we stack up well. You know, we're happy to be at this region rather than being out in the Western Kansas region. And, 22 teams in this region, and as you said, the state In past years, we've always had a two-day tournament for the region, and this year the state has said if you have fairly low numbers in your brackets, then you can make it into a one-day tournament. So I think that will be best for us and for everybody involved. Out of the 22 teams in the region, I think the toughest three or four teams are Republic County, and we certainly include ourselves, Beloit, in that. Hillsboro, Hoisington, and Minneapolis are probably the top four or five teams. And, we tell all of our kids that everyone is capable of qualifying, and, of course, top four advance on to the state tournament the next week. We certainly have some kids that have done well and have done well this season and have had state tournament experience. Of course, Tate Cadel at 170 is a three-time state place winner. Brennan Walker at 195 is a two-time state place winner. We feel that Braden Burks coming in has had a great season, and we feel strongly that he should be a qualifier. Cole Nielsen has put together a great season at 106 pounds as a sophomore, and we're hoping that he can make that top four cut. And as I said, we're not counting anybody else out. We've got some other seniors, Connor Cosand, that's been putting together some great matches and great tournaments, and we're hoping that we can qualify six, seven kids, and we're going to have to put together our best tournament. This is pretty much what we look forward to all season. We talk about the region tournament is what we look forward to. Everything else up until now has been practice, and now our kids know that this is the real deal, and they need to step on and put together a great tournament on Saturday.
Andy Nemchek, coach of the Beloit Trojan wrestling team, here in the locker room chats. Coaches, again, thanks for the time, and best of luck to the kids at regionals this weekend.
Now, thank you, Dustin.
Our Beloit wrestling locker room chats are brought to you by Nutrient Ag Solutions in Beloit.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrient Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Our Tuesday wrestling locker room chats continue with Osborne Bulldog head coach Jason Knoll. Remember, for the latest high school sports news, visit ncksports.com. The Osborne Bulldog wrestling locker room chats are brought to you each and every Tuesday by Midway Co-op.
And back in the locker room chats here on Kitty Country 94, Jason Knoll with us now, the coach of the Osborne wrestling team. Coach, getting set for regionals this weekend, and we'll kind of chat about that coming up in the second segment. But for some of the folks that might not be familiar with what happens here in the wrestling room, as you get prepared for that, what are some of the things that you've done over the last week? Again, you didn't have any competitions, but a chance to get in there and maybe hone some things as you get ready for regionals.
Yeah, this week is a lot of live wrestling, you know. We didn't give them much of a break, but this week we'll be drilling quite a bit and getting ready, working on some things we need to work on. But this week was mainly focused on working bottom and all the positions he's not very good at. It's mainly getting some bugs fixed, you know, that we needed to fix before regionals. But yeah, this week mainly will be a lot of drilling. It's kind of a light week, you know. We don't want to burn them out before regional, but yeah, I think we had a great week of practice this week, and I'm looking forward to seeing what he does this weekend.
And we're talking with Jason Knoll, the head coach of the Osborne wrestling team. When we come back, we'll give the thoughts of Chris Ice's chances here at regionals coming up in Norton on Friday and Saturday.
At Midway Co-op, we're proud to be North Central Kansas' exclusive Kugler fertilizer dealer. It's unique. It's specialty fertilizer that's low in salt that can be applied directly to the seed. It offers unparalleled results at harvest, often imitated but never duplicated. Count on the premium Kugler fertilizer. It's the right stuff for your field. And we're glad to custom apply it if needed. Midway Co-op and Kugler fertilizer, the right choice for your field. It's ordering time. Let's talk. We're Midway Co-op. Come see us.
And back here in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94, still with Jason Noll, the coach of the Osborne wrestling team. Coach, get set here for the postseason now on Friday and Saturday, the 3-2-1A regional at Norton. You do have to go west, and Chris Heiss will be wrestling for you there at the 170-pound weight class. When you kind of look at this class and how Chris stacks up, I'm sure you've seen some of these wrestlers before that you're headed in to face this weekend. How do you feel about Chris's chances and some of the things that he could do this weekend?
Well, Chris is sitting pretty good this weekend, I think. We've seen pretty much everybody that we need to see, you know, but he's sitting, I think, at about a 4 seed right now, so it's, you know, it's kind of his to lose. So, I mean, if we wrestle like we did last week in practice against Aaron and I, I think he's got a pretty good chance of making it through. But, you know, it comes down to the kids and how much they want to do it. And I always tell them, hey, regionals, we're all starting 0-0 again. Records don't matter. Rankings definitely don't matter. You know, you could beat a kid that you're not supposed to at any given time. So we're all 0-0, and that's the way we should look at it.
How do you feel about his physical shape going into this weekend?
I think he's in really good shape. Mm-hmm. I think he'll be able to, if we get him in the third period, I think we're sitting pretty good, mm-hmm. you know, and live wrestling a lot really gets him in shape. And we've done some conditioning this last week, but I think he's sitting physically wise pretty good. So we'll see, I guess. Mm-hmm. Only time will tell. Yeah. But, yeah, I think he's got a pretty good shot. But, you know, like I said, it could be a really good day for him. And then again, on the opposite side, it could go really bad. So hopefully we'll get the good Chris this weekend and get him to state.
Jason Noll, the coach of the Osborne wrestling team here in the locker room chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and we wish the best of luck to Chris here this weekend.
Thank you, Dusty. I sure appreciate it.
Our Osborne wrestling locker room chats are brought to you by Midway Co-op.
At Midway Co-op, we're a lot more than service to farmers and stockmen. We're also customer care and convenience for town customers. We're jobs and income for smaller communities. We greatly contribute to the tax base of all our co-op towns. We're 24/7 with self-service gas. We're hot food and convenience when you're hungry. We're still the one that delivers fuel and propane to the outlying areas. The fact is, Midway Co-op is farmer-owned, member-friendly, the one that does it all. Midway Co-op, come see us.
The best way's Midway Co-op.
We continue our wrestling locker room chats with the Smith Center Redmen and their head coach, Landon Kieswetter. The Smith Center Redmen wrestling locker room chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement in Smith Center and by Nutrient Ag Solutions of Smith Center.
And welcome back here in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94. Landon Kieswetter joining us now, the coach of the Smith Center wrestling team. Coach, just the one event since we talked last, you had the duel with Plainville there on Friday. You won 36-16, so a good way to finish out your duel season there. What were some of the things that stood out the most in that one and picking up the 20-point win there?
It's always good to win a duel. They had a few kids sick, but not saying it would have changed the result. But Eli Franklin had a really good match. He ended up beating, you know, state-ranked kids, so that's always good. Kind of seeing the team get all excited and stuff like that for a win. And we had a couple of good matches. The kids wrestled pretty good. So other than that, it's pretty pleased.
Also, it's a night for you to kind of recognize the seniors. How'd that go off for you?
Oh, it wasn't too bad. We usually don't have too big of a crowd for wrestling in Smith Center, but having a junior high duel before that kind of brought in a lot of crowds, so I'm kind of glad to see some more people in stands for senior night for our kids.
We want to talk with Landon Kieswetter, the head coach of the Smith Center wrestling team. We'll talk a little bit more coming up in the second segment as we preview the regional tournament coming up this weekend in Norton here in our locker room chats on Katy Country 94.
Landmark Implement, your local John Deere dealership, is hosting their annual planter clinic at the Adams County Fairgrounds in Hastings, Nebraska, February 23rd and 24th. Landmark's planter clinic offers expansive equipment training and important information on new and updated technology for this planting season. Learn more about AMS documentation and guidance, row unit and meter settings, and soil moisture monitoring options. Join us February 23rd and 24th in Hastings. RSVP by calling your local Landmark.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer biocatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
And back in the locker room chats on Kitty Country 94, we're still with Landon Keyswood, the coach of the Smith Center Redmond wrestling team. Coach, getting set now for regionals coming up on Friday and Saturday at Norton, Class 3-2-1A regionals. You head to the Western Regional here in your classification. When you look at this regional, first of all, just kind of assess the competition that you're expecting to see here this weekend and who's all there for you to compete against.
Yeah, it's always a battle when you go West Regional. Looks like we have 7 out of 10 ranked teams there, but you know, it's if you make it out of this regional, usually you have a pretty good chance of placing at state. So I mean, just tell the kids, you know, it's one match at a time, and you know, the competition, every match is going to be a tough match, but that's the way you kind of want it. So hopefully our kids will be ready to go.
When you look at the way your kids have wrestled this year, in your mind, I know you want to go into the tournament saying, hey, all you guys have a chance to qualify for state, but what are you looking at as far as how many you might be able to get out to Hayes?
Oh, I think, you know, we could qualify quite a few of them. It just kind of depends on, you know, where we set up in the bracket and, you know, who if you lose your first match, who you're going to see in the backside. So there's a good chance we could qualify just about almost everyone. I mean, you always want to say that, but I mean, you just never know sometimes when some of those upper seeds get upset, that really changes the bracket and stuff like that. So, I mean, I think everyone has a, you know, good chance to qualify.
How much better is it that you have this situation this year compared to what you dealt with last year, having kind of three rounds leading up to the state tournament where you're back to the normal two-day regional tournament this year?
I'd say it's a little different. I mean, we still have just as many ranked kids this regional than we did, you know, that last regional. We had a stacked regional as well. But, mm-hmm. You know, it's just – I think it's just a better setup, the two-day deal. You know, I just like this setting a heck of a lot better. But I think the kids will enjoy a lot more. And I think having 2 days of wrestling instead of 3 weeks is a lot better setup for them.
Mm-hmm. Lenny Keyswood, the coach of the Smith Center Redmond wrestling team here in our locker room chats. Coach, we certainly thank you for being with us again, and best of luck this weekend at regionals.
Thank you.
Our Smith Center wrestling locker room chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and Nutrien Ag Solutions in Smith Center.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrien Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Landmark Implement, your local John Deere dealership, is hosting their annual planter clinic at the Adams County Fairgrounds in Hastings, Nebraska, February 23rd and 24th. Landmark's planter clinic offers expansive equipment training and important information on new and updated technology for this planting season. Learn more about AMS documentation and guidance, row unit and meter settings, and soil moisture monitoring options. Join us February 23rd and 24th in Hastings. RSVP by calling your local Landmark. Thanks for tuning in to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Tuesday evening at 5:10 to hear more from the wrestling coaches at Beloit, Smith Center, and Osborne.